Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As you might be aware, Insight was off for a summer break, and we are returning during a tough time for Cap Radio. Last week, beloved coworkers, friends, and voices on the radio were laid off, along with the cancellation of four Saturday music programs that have been on the air for years and in some cases, decades. The programs are Mick Martin's Blues Party, Hey Listen, KZAP, and At the Opera. The layoffs impacted both Cap Radio and North State Public Radio, which Cap Radio operates and is based in Chico. And these decisions are due to ongoing financial issues. Because we are a newsroom, we're going to report on what's happening with transparency and with listeners in mind. To get a better understanding of the challenges facing Cap Radio and the cuts that were made, we're joined by Cap Radio Interim General Manager Tom Carlo. And a note, following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed this segment before broadcast. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Vicky.
Well, I want to begin by making clear that you're new to Cap Radio. You were brought on as interim general manager less than a month ago. I think you're going on your third week now. You actually came out of retirement after spending nearly 50 years at KPBS. That's the PBS and NPR station in San Diego. So let's start with your background and why that made you a good fit to take on these challenges.
Well, public media has been my career for almost 50 years at KPBS in San Diego. It is the public broadcasting stations as PBS and NPR. We are what's called the joint licensee, but we're also licensed to San Diego State University. So there's a lot of similarities in Cap Radio and Sacramento State University. The last 12 years of my career, I was the general manager, where we made a significant move to converge TV into radio into one media content producing organization. Our people didn't think of us as a TV business or a radio business. We were a media organization, and we focused on serious local news. Plus, we had a classical stream that we had, and I think we were quite successful. I retired in 2020. As general manager, and we were at that time about a $38 million organization with almost 190 employees. Our radio station was consistently number one in the marketplace, and I retired, and I started splitting my time in Lake Tahoe, where I became a fan of Cap Radio. And I was given a call in the middle of July as I was enjoying my retirement, and it was from President Luke Wood of Sacramento State, who was a colleague of mine at San Diego State. And he said, we have some financial issues. I know you're not looking for coming out of retirement, but you could you come down and help us? You've done this before. I've gone through major financial downfalls in my previous job. And we had to figure out a way to rebound it, because at the end of the day, we have to be good stewards of our finances. And Cap Radio has some significant financial problems. And I was brought in to see if I could stabilize the organization, find that level playing field, and begin to hit a reset button, and then let a new incoming president and general manager take us to another level. Mm-hmm.
Layoffs are never easy. And the layoffs last Wednesday, they felt abrupt, both to staff, but also to listeners as well. What do you want listeners to know about these financial challenges and why these cuts had to be made?
Well, the finances are pretty severe right now for Cap Radio. We owe a lot of money to vendors right now. And we barely have enough cash to keep us going right now. We are making payroll. And it's just been a very, very tough time. We have no reserves. And it was time to make some serious, serious decisions. No matter what the decision was, you're talking about, you mentioned the music shows. If we would have cut Insight or cut local news, it would have been the same outpour, because people love Cap Radio. You never make a programming decision without a group of vocal people telling you, why did you take my show away? So this was almost a no-win situation for us in our decision-making. But we had to look at things from a 50,000-foot level, and we had to look at what are we going to do? This was not done just in isolation by me. Our board, our executive committee, has been working months, really, when we started to discover that there were some financial issues a few months ago. And so we had to make a decision, and this was the decision we made. I know people are upset about it, but you know what? Cap Radio is bigger than all of us, and we need to go forward with really trying our best to grow both the news station and the classical music station.
Of the layoffs, 9 were at Cap Radio, but 3 were also at North State Public Radio, NSPR, which is based in Chico, and an additional 3 employees were given a final employment date. So that makes a total of 15 employees that are being let go out of a staff of just over 100. And that doesn't include existing staff vacancies that won't be filled for the foreseeable future due to these financial challenges. How did you and the board, if you can walk us through a little bit, how you decided where to make cuts?
Well, I don't think it's I don't really want to get into the nitty gritty on that, because when you're dealing with that, you're dealing with personnel decisions and people. And part of us is that part of our decision was not to be out in the, you know, going out front with who is going to be cut or what are we going to be cut. The best thing we could do is try to say, how could we keep the basic service of the news and information station 90.9 and the classical music station going in a way that allows us to rebuild those in the future. Again, as I've said to some of the members of the staff, no matter what show we would have cut, you'd be here asking the different questions. So for us, it was a matter of how do we get us back to a balanced budget? How do we get a plan in place to pay back some loans that we have, to pay back all the vendors that we haven't paid, and to stabilize what I think is a drastically changing media environment. And let me say, too, we're not unique to this here. NPR has just gone through its second major layoff, the biggest public radio station in the state. The former KPCC in Los Angeles, LAist, has now laid off people. Newspapers are cutting back dramatically. Traditional media, radio, television, and print is in a declining marketplace because digital is starting to take audiences away. And one of the reasons I want us to hit the reset button is to start thinking about us being more than a radio station. We really need to take a digital-first approach with our content, because younger audiences, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and even the 40-year-olds, are not listening to radio the way my generation started listening to it. And if we don't start looking at those audiences, you know, I think that we'll continue to see a decline, because we have seen a decline in audience. I was actually amazed to see the numbers that showed a significant drop in audience on Cap Radio. It is really amazing. Now, radio is losing audiences around the country, especially the NPR affiliates, but Cap Radio's lost a lot of audience. We have to stop that. We have to figure out how do we retain the audiences we have and really go to a digital-first approach. So a reset button is, I think, a good way of saying is what we're trying to do right now. And we want to focus on our two main platforms, our classical music station and our news and information station. And let's rethink a new vision for the future. And what I want to do, too, is lay a nice foundation for the next president and general manager, that he or she will come in and be able to have a baseline to go forward in this new era. Because, as I said, I came in to help Cap Radio. Cap Radio has got a terrific brand. It is something that my wife and I, we split our time in San Diego and in Lake Tahoe. I always listen to Cap Radio. It was kind of a thrill to get a chance to meet you last week, Vicki, because you have star quality for me. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that our Cap Radio would preserve in this environment, because it's valuable, not just to Sacramento, Northern California. Cap Radio is very valuable to the entire state of California. When I was running KPBS in San Diego, we used Cap Radio stories all the time. It was how I informed our local audience in the San Diego region of what was happening in the Capitol. So I'm here to help the organization, not tear it down.
Yeah. And I understand, on the one hand, you have this challenge of helping Cap Radio grow, and you talk about, you know, really going into digital, but you also have longstanding loyal listeners and supporters, people that donate to Cap Radio and NSPR. And I bring that up because Cap Radio reporter Kristen Lamb interviewed Nick Bruner, interviewed yourself as well when reporting on these layoffs and cuts. But Nick Bruner was the Modern Music director, had been employed at Cap Radio for 16 years. Listeners knew him as the host of Hey Listen. And he said that he was told the day of last Wednesday that the position was being eliminated. So he didn't have the chance to say goodbye to listeners or local musicians. And I bring that up because we did receive a lot of listener emails and calls and comments. Given that these programs, these four programs, have been on the air for years, and in some cases decades, why not at least give some notice to say goodbye and to explain what's happening?
I think that that's an interesting question, and I'm not going to answer it because we are not in a position to discuss personnel issues. Personnel issues are the privacy between the organization and the people, and it's just not what we're here to do. So if you may notice, I'm not going to answer that question there.
Well, your job is, you're 3 weeks in, is to balance the books. And you've been through this before. You've been part of KPBS in San Diego for 47 years. Have you come across a dire situation like this one at Cap Radio before?
I've had many dire situations in San Diego. We went through, you know, the California recession between 1989 and 1991. Again, when 9/11 and the stock market crash hit in 2001, it was a terrible time. And then again in 2008, when the mortgage crisis and the recession started, this is a challenge for me. This is really deeper than I thought. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know exactly what caused us. We are about to conduct our annual financial audit. I'm letting the auditors and the powers that be go ahead and look at all the finances very careful. But my job is really right now for us to go forward, for us to move in a positive direction, even though it's been very, very hard on everybody. And we've seen our colleagues and our friends have to leave. But at the end of the day, you know, we're still going to be a $15, $16 million organization with around 70, 75 employees. And I think we're going to do our best to serve the community and try to grow so we can start reaching younger audiences at the same time, not at the expense of as many of our traditional audiences as possible.
Given that Sacramento State holds Cap Radio's license, how is the university helping the station right now?
Well, the university reached out to me because I've had a long relationship with President Wood. He reached out for me. I started talking to the executive committee and the board here for Cap Radio and told them that, you know, my background and what I think I could do to help during this dire time. Sacramento State has come in and really said they're trying to offer as much resources as possible. They are the holder of the license. They are the owner of Cap Radio that have delegated to what I think is an outstanding board that we have here. I don't have the specifics of exactly what they're doing, but their resources from the president's office to the chief financial officer, Jonathan Bowman's work along with Luke Wood and Chief of Staff Mark Wheeler, they are constantly saying, we want Cap Radio to succeed. We don't want to tear it down. And that's why they're coming in trying to help in as many ways as they can.
Tom, thank you for the time.
My pleasure.
Tom Carlo is Cap Radio's interim general manager, discussing the recent layoffs and cuts to music programs in light of Cap Radio's financial challenges. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a nice day. We will catch you right back here tomorrow.